AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The family of the Chattanooga shooter say they are sorry for his heinous act of violence. 24-year-old Muhammad Abdulaziz killed five service members on Thursday. His relatives say that he suffered from depression and his actions were not the actions of the son they knew and loved. The investigation, meanwhile, continues, as we hear from the AP's Michael Biesecker.
Authorities have not yet released any motive. They said they found no indication yet of links to overseas terrorist organizations or that Abdulaziz had contact with overseas organizations that would lead them to believe this was directed from abroad.
A mother of 21-year-old Lance Corporal Skip Wells visited a memorial garden at his former Georgia high school and was touched by all the tributes left there. A strong high-pressure system causing weather issues across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says the Big Dome is pumping hot air from the deep south all the way to the northeast.
Very warm temperatures, well into the 90s across much of the region, along with very high humidities.
Heat advisories and warnings are up from Arkansas to Connecticut today. Sullivan adds that the same high pressure is pulling moisture from the Pacific over the normally dry southwest, central, and southern California, touching off heavy rain for that drought-stricken region.
They certainly need the moisture there, but any heavy rainfall could also lead to some flash flooding.
GOP presidential candidates blasting Donald Trump for his saying Senator John McCain wasn't a war hero because he was captured during the Vietnam War. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells a conservative forum in Iowa Trump doesn't deserve to be the leader of this country.
If you really want to be commander-in-chief and you're serious about that job, the last thing you would ever do is say anything that would show disrespect for anybody who served.
This is AP Radio News. U.S. Supreme Court says same-sex couples can get married, but a new poll shows support for gay marriage slipping a bit. Ed Donahue with the story.
A new AP GfK poll suggests support for gay marriage is down slightly compared to earlier this year. There's a near even split over whether local officials who have religious objections should be forced to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Overall, the poll shows if there is a conflict, a majority would pick religious liberties over gay rights. When asked about the Supreme Court ruling, 39% say they approve. 41% say they disapprove. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police are looking for a person of interest after finding three children and two adults dead yesterday in a Modesto, California home where officers had been sent to check on the family. Detectives say they want to talk with 30-year-old Martin Martinez. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.